Let's now take a look at partial DSC. Partial DSC is something that was introduced with PowerShell 5 that effectively allows you to break down a larger configuration into smaller chunks and control who actually has access to those components in a certain way. Partial DSC is great when you need to have special governance around the different components of your configuration. Take the example where you have an organization where one team within the organization controls everything that has to do with the server OS level. So they control the different features, different roles that are going to be applied to that server. You might have another team that controls SQL, and yet a third team that controls SharePoint. So this is a great example, right? In the past, where what you had to do is write that massive configuration that would include everything in it. All the features, the Windows features would have to be included, the SQL components, for example, if you want to go and install SQL, and then the SharePoint bits. So everybody from every team had to contribute to that one central file. Not that this was a problem for most cases, but sometimes the teams, well, let's face it, maybe the left hand doesn't talk to the right hand, right? So this scenario came in. And what it allows you to do now is you can have your OS team control a one configuration that will let you go and install, let's say, .NET 3.5 on the servers. You have a second team that goes in and takes care of installing SQL, and a third team that deploys the SharePoint farm. And what you can do now is configure a machine and say, all right, LCM, your end result configuration is going to be made of the OS configuration, is going to be made of the SQL configuration and of the SharePoint configuration as well. And then the LCM will take care of taking all those pieces and putting them back together. So this is really important in scenarios where you want to have different governance around the different pieces.
Another example that I see some customers look at using this partial one for is around being able to separate who has access to different credentials. So for example, I might have a team managing some of the operating system components who have the admin credentials for the local admin, and like a SharePoint team who have the SharePoint service accounts, but they might not be able to know what the local administrator account is. Now, traditionally, when you generate a MOF file, you need to know the every credential that gets handed to that to be able to have it encrypted into that MOF. But if I'm separating it out to have multiple MOF files, then each team can be responsible for their own credentials, and you sort of then get the division back there.
Yeah, that's a great example. That makes a lot of sense in this case as well. Let's move on and talk about mixed refresh mode. So we didn't lie. There's only two refresh modes, effectively. There's the push and the pull. But there's a concept called mixed refresh modes, which will take place in the case where you have partial DSC. What it allows you to do is, going back to the example we just covered, if you have a team responsible for the OS and another team for SQL, you may have your OS team decide to host the configuration on their own pull server, and the SQL team do the same thing on a separate pull server. And maybe the SharePoint team don't have a pull server, but they want to be able to push the configuration. So you get in a case where not only do you have your DSC configuration broken into different pieces, but they're going to be sent over to the LCM using different channels in a way. So for example, in this case, the LCM would go in and say, all right, I need to acquire the OS level configuration using a connection to that pull server. It's going to go in, pull that information down. Same thing for SQL. And then the SharePoint team are going to call in a commonlet called publish DSC configuration and push their piece of the configuration to the LCM. So LCM is pulling down from two sources, and it's actually getting the third component from a push mode. So you can have that mix of pull and push. It becomes extremely complex to manage, but this is something that's available to you if you want to do it. So this wraps up the first chapter, the first module. In this module, really, one of the key takeaway is just to understand that DSC is technology agnostic. Right? And it goes cross-platform. So it's not something that's specific to SharePoint. It's not something that's specific just to the Windows world even, right? We have resources modules that will allow you to go and configure different browsers, that will allow you to configure different Linux components as well. So PowerShell DSC is really, really powerful in that sense. In the next module, what we're going to be covering is more advanced scenarios. How can you go and add logics to your script? How can you isolate the parameters that you want to pass to your DSC configuration so that you can reuse the same configuration, but just change some values if you're moving from QA to prod, for example?